败子的比喻。
So this afternoon, we'd like to continue to share with you the parable of the tares.
下午时间呢，因为比较特殊啊，可能会比较容易打瞌睡。
The afternoon session is a little special because we easily doze off.
所以我们啊，心中啊，经常祷告啊，求主耶稣让我们有精神啊，来学习道理。
So let us always pray in our hearts so God will grant us the energy to continue to learn.
他们在非洲呢，有一种办法让大家不用打瞌睡。
And there is a method that will allow us to stay awake.
就是传道者喊哈利路亚。
That the preacher will shout out hallelujah.
然后信徒就喊阿门。
And the members.
就喊大声啊，所以隔壁就啊。
The members will shout amen.
所以我们希望不要练习这个啊，我们大家警醒。
Hopefully, we do not have to practice this drill.
好，我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
马太福音十三章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 24.
耶稣又设个比喻啊，对他们说：“天国好像人撒好种在田里。”这是个句号。
And there is a period there.
等到人睡觉的时候，有仇敌来呀，将麦子撒在麦子里，就走了。二十六。
26.
到了长苗吐穗的时候，麦子也显出来。二十七。
27.
田主的仆人来告诉他说：“主啊，你不是撒好种在田里吗？他从哪里来的？从哪里来的麦子呢？”
28.
主人说：“这是仇敌做的。”仆人说：“你要我们去薅出来吗？”29.
29.
主人说：“不必的，恐怕薅出来连麦子也拔出来。”30.
30.
容这两样一起生长，等到收割的时候，当收割的时候，我要对收割的人说：“先将麦子薅出来，捆成捆，留着烧；我要麦子要留在仓里。”这是主耶稣所讲的天国的比喻之一。
And this is one of the parables of the kingdom spoken by Jesus Christ.
天国的奥秘已经很清楚了。
The mystery of the heavenly kingdom had been made clear to us.
天国的奥秘就是基督，神的奥秘就是基督。
And the mystery of the heavenly kingdom is Lord Jesus.
天国的奥秘已经被传开了。
The mystery of the heavenly kingdom has also been spread.
说天国是个很好的地方。
So heavenly kingdom is a very wonderful place.
圣经说天国不在乎吃喝。
The Bible says heavenly kingdom is not up to eating or drinking.
只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
But it's only a matter of the joy received within the Spirit.
所以我们这个中心的观念这个圣经的教训，我们要把握住，我们要信心天国是美好的。
So the central concept must hold on to from the Bible is that heavenly kingdom is good.
天国里神自己所撒的种子也是好的。
And the seeds that God sowed in the heavenly kingdom are good.
只是人的内心的反应不一样的。
But man, we however have different responses.
所以主耶稣他很愿意把这个种子撒在每一个人内心，他也很希望每个人都能够接受。
So Lord Jesus wills to sow the seed in every one of our hearts and that we will all accept.
大家从自古以来呢，神在创造天地的时候，就是说魔鬼在那边跟神作对。
However, from the ancient till now, since the creation of the world, Satan had been in opposition with God.
所以当有人要信耶稣的时候魔鬼他也来参与，他来抢夺人神在人里撒的种子。
So whenever someone is to come into belief, Satan will come and try to take them away.
那败子的比喻呢说到天国好像人撒好种在田里。
So the parable of the wheat is that the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seeds in his field.
所以我们故事讲到这里。
So with our story being told here.
天国是一个很美好的，对不对？
Heaven kingdom is indeed good, right?
对，天国是很美好的，因为有公义、有和平、有圣灵中的喜乐。
Yes, indeed, for it has justice and it has a peace and joy of spirit.
因为人撒好种在田里。
And for men sow good seeds in the field.
好的种子当然会生出好的果实。
With good seeds, good fruits will grow.
可是呢， 扫好了以后啊，就要去睡觉了。
However, once they're done, they will go to sleep.
那这个人呢？哎，主耶稣他说啊，这个人叫做人子。
Then this man, which is a son of man.
那人子啊，去睡觉了。
Son of man has gone to sleep.
那人子他说啊，这个主耶稣本身呢
？So it's referring to Jesus Christ himself.
所以睡觉我们不能说，哎，睡觉这是表示不警醒啊，主耶稣他自己也不警醒。
So we cannot say when you're sleeping, you're not being aware, for Jesus Christ himself also slept.
睡觉是很正常，对不对？
Sleeping is very normal.
好像我们打瞌睡是正常的。
Jesus, it's normal to doze off.
所以不要觉得很害羞啊。
So don't feel bad.
那睡觉啊，我们来看看是怎么一回事。
So let us look at.
我们看马可福音第四章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章的二十六节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 26.
二十六。
Verse 26.
马可福音第四章二十六节。
Mark 4, 26.
又说神的国如同人把种撒在地上，二十七。
且
夜睡觉，白日起来啊，这种就发芽见长，让人却不晓得如何这样。所以人在白天撒好了种以后啊，要睡觉，这是正常的。
So once men have scattered seed in the morning, it's natural for them to go to sleep at night.
原来这是一个比喻呀、啊。
For this is a parable.
啊，主要是用这个睡觉啊、种子啊，大家都很清楚的。
And Jesus explained this clearly using sleep and sowing seeds.
所以人子啊，他白天撒种子啊，晚上就去睡觉，这是很正常的。
So it's very natural for the Son of Man to spread seed in the morning and rest at night.
那我们再看回来马太福音啊，十三章的二十五节。
Let's turn back to Matthew 13, verse 25.
马太福音十三章二十五。
Matthew 13, verse 25.
几日人睡觉的时候，有仇敌来将稗子撒在麦子里，就走了。
So while everyone was sleeping, the enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away.
我们还记得在撒种比喻的时候，主耶稣撒种子在人的心里。
So you must remember from the parable of the sower, Jesus Christ spread seeds in the hearts of men.
那魔鬼呢，要把它夺去。
And Satan is to take them away.
啊，魔鬼是要让夺的，好像一个争夺战一样，要来参加。争夺战。
It's like a tug of war that this Satan will take them away.
那有时候会赢，有时候会输啊。
Sometimes may lose or win.
因为主要大家都很同心祷告，靠神的大能大力。
But if everyone pray in one accord, relying on the mighty strength of God.
那神的怜悯，神的拣选，就会保守一个人的心思意念。
Then the mercy of God will keep each one of our hearts.
那个种子啊，就会生根发芽。
The seeds will take root and sprout.
可是现在呢？仇敌啊，就采取另外一个策略。
But now our enemies have taken another tactic.
不用跟主耶稣抢。
And he no longer needs to fight with our Lord Jesus.
他现在自己呢，来自己将稗子撒在麦子里。
So he came himself and sowed the weeds and tares among the wheat.
啊，这是不一样的策略呀。
So it's a different tactic.
啊，这个更进一步。
It's even more advanced.
更复杂
more complicated.
因为他把麦子把稗子撒在麦子里
he has sowed the weeds inside amongst the wheat.
那当然刚开始的时候可能看不出来呀
of course in the beginning you cannot tell the difference.
而且他是在晚上的时候做的
especially it was done during the night time.
那他把稗子是撒在麦子当中
so he sowed the weeds among the wheat.
所以这个恶者啊在麦子在好的种子当中
So the evil one sowed the wheat among the wheat.
那这边没有提到啊，稗子大概到底啊是受了多少的影响？说稗子多少的影响
？And here does not mention how much the wheat were influenced by the tares.
那可能多少会受影响啊
？And it's inevitable for them to have some impact.
因为这个至少这个水分呢、啊，本来是只有麦子可以吸收，现在连稗子也要吸收水分了、啊。
For originally only the wheat was taken the water nutrient, but now the weeds and tares will take them away.
所以当稗子撒在麦子里的时候，麦子多少会受影响。
So when the tares are sowed amongst the wheat will be influenced.
因为它营养啊可能会比较少一点呢、啊。
For its nutrient might be less.
可是刚开始的时候都看不出来呀、啊。
Yeah, but it could not be told in the very beginning.
那等到看出来的时候
，And when it was discovered,
已经太晚了。
It's already too late.
因为他的仆人说啊，主啊，要不要我们把这个稗子啊拔出来
？For the servant say, Master, shall we pull out the root of the wheat? Shall we pull out the weeds?
那现在情形已经到了很难收拾的地步了。
But to the point that it's very hard to take care of.
因为你把 麦子拔出来的话，连麦子都会被拔出来。
For if you pull out the weeds, you pull out the wheat along with them.
所以用人的方法很难把麦子跟麦子分开。
So it's very difficult to separate the wheat from the weeds.
所以主人说不用的，等他们让他们一起成长。
So the master say no, just wait until they just let them both grow up together.
等到收割的时候再处理。
Until the harvest time, they will take care of them.
所以我们来看。三十九节。
3:39。
三十九。撒麦子的就是的仇敌啊，就是魔鬼；收割的时候就是世界的末了；收割的人就是天使啊。40。
40。
将麦子薅出来用火焚烧，世界的末了也要如此啊。再来看41。
41。
人只要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的从他国里挑出来。所以到末世的时候，也不是人我们人去挑啊，是天使来挑。
So till the end of the time, it will not be us, rather the angels who will do the picking.
那么意思说，这种人到末世的时候主他会自己处理的。
So to say these kind of people, God will take care of himself at the end of the time.
不用我们去烦恼。
We need not to worry.
主会把那些好人跟坏人分出来。
The Lord Jesus will separate the good from the evil.
因此有时候我们在教会上会。替那些不法的人打抱不平。
So sometimes within church we'll hear people complaining.
有时候就马上处理，这个一定要处理。
They'll feel that some things must be taken care of right away.
有时候很难处理。
But it's very hard.
这边主人说等到末日的时候，收割的时候再处理。
So here Lord Jesus said it will be taken care of at the end time.
怎么来处理呢
？So how will it be done？
只有天使才能够处理。
Only the angels can do it。
因为他就把它挑出来。
But they will weed out。
那我们很难去挑，你挑的时候用人的方法去挑，连好的都会被挑出来。
If we use our own ways to weed them out, then we'll pull the good out with the bad。
那两个都受到伤害。
And both will be damaged。
而且圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us。
我们来看诗篇。
Turn to the book of Psalm。
诗篇37篇。
Psalm chapter 37。
诗篇37篇第七节。
Psalm chapter 37 verse 7。
第七。
Verse 7。
你当默然倚靠神耐性的等候他，不要因那道路通达的和那恶魔成就的就心怀不平。第八。
Verse 8。
当止住怒气离去愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。所以一个人只要是心怀不平的话，会作恶，会跟他一样作恶。
So if a man has heart is unbalanced, then they will do evil.
所以那些恶人呢，神会处理。
So God will take care of the evil doers.
不要跟他们作对。
Do not turn against them.
也不要跟他们一起作恶。
And don't do evil along with them.
不要心怀不平。
And don't feel unfair.
也不要生气。
And don't have anger.
也要把这个事情交托给神。
Just entrust everything unto God.
默然倚靠神，耐心等候。
And to wait patiently on the Lord.
那有一天呢，他们会被天使拔出来焚烧。
And one day they will be weeded out by the angels and burned.
那一天是什么时候
？And when is that day？
到末日的时候。
And that is the end of time.
那末日是什么时候
？And when is the end of time？
有一天是每一个人都有末日。
And each one of us have that day.
神会处理。
And God will take care of it.
我们再看回来。
Turn back.
马太福音。
Matthew.
13章。
Chapter 13.
马太福音13章。
Matthew chapter 13.
41节。
Verse 41.
人只要差遣使者把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的从他国里挑出来。所以这一节很重要的。
So this is a very important verse.
那这一节就是告诉我们麦子到底是指的什么。
So this verse tells us what the tares represent.
当有时候我们会认为麦子就是指的那些异端。
So many times we may say the tares represent the hypocrisies.
那这边告诉我们。
But here tells us.
说人只要差遣使者。
And here the Son of Man will send his angels.
把一切麦子挑出来。
To weed out all the evil ones.
那败者就是那些叫人跌倒的和作恶的。
And the tares are those who cause the sin, all those who do evil.
所以这个就是重点。
And that is the key.
所以仇敌来撒败子。
So when our enemies come to sow the tares.
那个败子到底是指的什么
？So what do the tares represent?
败子可能是指的一种观念呢。
So tares might represent certain kind of
一个人的思想。
Or thinking.
也可能是一种态度。
It could be an attitude.
一个人的态度。
Or someone's attitude.
啊，一个人的思想态度有时候会让人跌倒啊。
Sometimes a person's attitude and thinking may cause one to fall.
因为思想跟态度啊，有时候会从口中说出来啊。
Because we may say what we think.
好像圣经里面所说的，教导人啊，错误的教导那些不正确的思想。
As Bible says, we might teach people the wrong thing or the wrong thinking.
因此，败子就是叫人跌倒的和作恶的。
So tares are those who cause sin and all who do evil.
那我们是不是败子呢
？Are we the tares？
哦，我们不要只是老是指着别人说，哎，这个败子是指着别人。
So don't always point to others and say others are the tares.
有时候我们会让别人跌倒。
Many times we may cause others to fall.
所以我们就是让别人跌倒的话，我们是败子啊。
So if we do cause others to fall, then we are the tares.
将来天使要把我们拔出来烧了。
Then one day angels will pick us out and burn us.
叫人跌倒的事情呢，让人跌倒的事情是免不了的。
So everything that causes sin and causes people to fall may be inevitable.
但是要让一个人跌倒也是很不简单。
But it's not easy to cause a person to fall.
来，我们请看马太福音十八章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章。
Matthew 18.
第一节。
Verse 1.
当时门徒近前来呀、啊，问耶稣说：“天国谁是最大的？”第二
，Verse two，
耶稣便叫一个小子啊，小孩子来啊，使他站在他们当中啊，说：“我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，像小孩子的样式啊，断不能够进天国。”啊，第四
，Four，
所以，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里是最大的啊。我们故事啊，先到这边结束啊。
So we end our story here.
这边所指的小孩子啊，是谁？就是那点谦卑的人，要回转向孩子。
So for the children here, there are those who are humble and return to God.
他在天国里是最大的。
And they're the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以小子啊，就是那点谦卑的孩子们。
So the little ones are the children who are humble.
啊，再继续读第五节。
And read verse five.
凡为我的名啊接待像这小孩子的，就是接待我。
Verse five. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me.
因为你谦卑啊，谦卑到后来觉得啊自己也没有什么。
For if you have humility to the point that you feel like you're no one.
好像摩西啊，他谦卑，他觉得自己好像一无所有了。
Just as Moses, he was very humble to the point.
因为他是最谦卑的人。
He was the most humble person alive.
他第六节说啊，凡使这啊信我的一个小子跌倒的啊，倒不能把大磨石拴在这里的景象上，沉在海里。所以指这小子跌倒的人，就指那个谦卑的人跌倒。
So if anyone causes one of these little ones or those who are humble to fall,
要让一个谦卑人跌倒是很不简单的。
It's not easy to cause a humble person to fall.
啊，所以要叫摩西跌倒是很不简单的。
So it's not easy to cause Moses to fall.
你看那些百姓啊，经常吵着摩西。
You see how the Israelites often complain against Moses.
平常摩西都能够沉得住气啊。
And most of times Moses could hold in his anger.
他经常啊，抱着一个很怜悯的心肠，怜悯那些百姓。
He also treated them with compassionate heart.
所以他就经常向神啊祈求了。
So he often prayed to God.
神啊，赦免他们的软弱。
God, please forgive their weakness.
他经常啊把这个事情就交托给神。
He often entrusted everything unto God.
可是有一次啊，这种谦卑的人也会受不了啊。
But there is only once that even the most humble person could not take it.
百姓在吵，没有水喝啊，就吵啊。
Now the people were complaining that they had no water to drink.
吵到摩西啊，他也说了急躁的话。
And they complained to the point that Moses spoke words.
我们看摩西啊，圣经说啊，他是世界上最谦和的人。
And Bible describes Moses as the humblest person on world.
事实上，他是很有学问的。
Indeed, he was one of great knowledge.
啊，但是经过几十年磨练以后。
But after many many years of training.
啊，他觉得。他很软弱啊。
He felt he was indeed very weak.
他不能够带领那些百姓出埃及啊，没有这个能力。
He did not have the power to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以他就谦卑自己。
So he humbled himself.
那圣经说啊，凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的。
And here it says, if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me,
所以使人跌倒了有祸了。
So woe to those who causes others to stumble.
因为使一个谦卑人跌倒，那一定是很厉害的。
And he must be quite good to cause a humble one to fall.
啊，因此我们不能够使人跌倒啊。
So we cannot stumble others.
你看那个谦卑的人啊，特别的不能够让他跌倒啊。
Especially those who are humble.
啊，第七节。
Number seven.
这世界有祸了，因为将人绊倒啊，绊倒人的事是免不了的，但那绊倒人的有祸了。
So woe to the world because of the things that cause people to sin.
我们再看那十四。第十八章十四节。
Let's read chapter 18, verse 14.
你们在天上的父啊，也是这样，不愿意啊，这小子里出上一个。
So in the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost.
为什么将人绊倒的人有祸了
？So why is it woe to those who causes others to stumble?
因为违反神的心意啊。
For you have disobeyed the will of God.
神的心意啊，是很疼爱每一个。
The will of the Father is to love everyone.
尤其是那些谦卑的那个 小孩子。
Especially the little ones, those who are humble.
主耶稣都很看顾。
And Lord Jesus loves them.
所以主耶稣啊，不愿意啊，每一个不愿意任何一个失丧。
So Lord Jesus wills not for any one of them to be lost.
假设让任何一个失丧的话，那他神会找我们算账。
If any one of them is lost, God will hold us accountable.
这主耶稣自己也是很小心的。
And so Lord Jesus Christ Himself very careful.
因为让人跌倒，这是免不了的。
However, it is inevitable to not cause others to fall.
主耶稣都很小心，所以我们也要很小心呢。
So since Lord Jesus is very watchful, we need to be watchful too.
好，我们来看主耶稣怎么做。
And let's see what Lord Jesus did.
来看马太福音十七章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 17.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
马太福音十七章二十四。
Matthew 17 verse 24.
到了加百农啊，有收丁税的人来见彼得说啊，你们的先生啊，不纳丁税吗？25。
25。
彼得说啊，那我们要纳税。他在进了屋子啊，耶稣先向他说：“西门，你的意思如何呢？世上的君王向谁征收关税丁税呢？是向自己的儿子呢，还是向外人呢？”26。
26。
彼得说：“向外人。”耶稣说：“既然如此。”儿子就可以免税的27。
27。
但恐怕触犯他们啊，你且往海边去钓鱼，把先钓上来的鱼啊拿起来开口啊，就必得一块钱可以拿去给他们做你我的税银。那这边恐怕触犯他们，有个小字啊，说恐怕让他们绊倒啊。
In here, Jesus Christ says, "Lest we offend them."
所以主耶稣他有权啊，可以不用缴税。
So Jesus Christ had the authority to not pay tax.
哇，因为他是万王之王啊。
He's the king of all kings.
什么东西都是他的。
Everything belongs to him.
他的主人。
His master.
他派遣这个收税的人啊，去向别人收税。
He could send others to collect tax from others.
那些配件的人呢，也是神所高立、神所派的啊。那些配件的长官呢。
And those officials are also assigned by God.
啊，现在那个那这些市政府的人那。当然现在没有配件了，说这些市政府的人要出去要收税的。
So now the officials are here to collect tax.
那不能说我的天父啊是万王之王。
And we cannot draw a sword and say my father is the king of all kings.
所以我不用缴税。
So I do not need to pay tax.
那主耶稣也缴啊。
And Lord Jesus also paid tax.
啊，他可以不用缴的。
When he didn't need to.
他自己派人出去征税。
And he sent others to pay tax.
所以他怎么需要缴税呢？不需要。
So why did he need to pay tax?
那什么都是他的。
So everything belongs to him.
可是呢？主就说啊，但恐怕让他们跌倒。
But here Lord Jesus says, "Lest I stumble them."
他还是照做啊。那彼得啊，你就去钓一条鱼哈，啊，里边有钱，你就拿去缴税。
So he told Peter to go fishing, and out of the fish you'll find coins to pay tax.
所以主耶稣很小心呐。
So Lord Jesus very, very, very careful.
该做的部分他就做。
And he did what he was supposed to do.
因为他现在是人子啊，他现在是以人的身份来到世界上啊。
But now he is the Son of Man, he came in the form of.
那主耶稣都很小心谨慎的。
And since Lord Jesus is very careful,
他不让人跌倒。
He did not let anyone
stumble. 他不让人因为他所做的来议论他。
And he did not let anyone to question him of what he was doing.
所以他干脆就缴了缴税了。
So he paid the tax.
因此我们也是要小心。
So likewise for us.
不要让人跌倒。
Don't let anyone stumble.
那主耶稣他怎么告诉我们啊？不要让人跌倒。
So what did Jesus tell us to not cause others to stumble?
来，我们看。十八章的十五节。
Let's read Matthew 18 verse 15.
十八章十五。
18 verse 15.
倘若你的弟兄啊得罪你，你就要去趁着，只有他和你在一处的时候指出他的错来。 他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄；他若不听啊，你就另外带一两个同去，要凭两三个人的口做见证。句句都定准。十七，若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。这边是一个原则啊，怎么来宽恕我们的弟兄？
And here tells us a principle of how to forgive our brothers.
就不要让他们跌倒。
And not to let them fall.
若是有弟兄啊得罪你，
so if a brother sins against you,
犯小罪的，
whether it's a small sin,
当然得罪的话，经常会发生的。
Of course, these kind of things always happen.
人跟人之间总是会有得罪的时候。
It's inevitable to have conflict between men.
那我们现在信徒啊，最难的部分就是人际关系。
And this is the hardest part as members.
做事情很快啊，做事情很快。
So we're very fast at doing things.
尤其是现在电脑很方便。
Especially now when the technology very advanced.
现在电脑你打什么资料都有，你要编排做什么，做事情很快的。
And it's very easy to carry out your tasks and communicate with others.
因为科技很发达，所以做事情快要准确。
For the technology is very advanced, so it's very we can do things in a very quick and accurate pace.
So, 做事情比较简单啊。
So it's very convenient for us.
但是做人就很困难啊。
However, it's very hard to be men.
就是处理人际关系很困难。
Especially to deal with the interpersonal relationships.
因此我们看看现在信徒流失啊，有流失为什么也会很多了。
So we have seen a large number of members who have stopped coming to church.
大部分的都是因为人际关系。
And most of the reasons are due to interpersonal relationships.
人际关系处不好的话，真的是会让人跌倒啊。
If you do not deal it well, then it will cause others to stumble.
有的信徒就是只要一两句话，他就不来了。
And for some members, they stop coming because of a few words.
以前我还小的时候啊，跟传道一起出去访问。
And before, when I was still young, I used to go out to visitation with pastors.
有位老姐妹啊，她很久不来教会了。
And there's an elderly sister who has stopped coming to church for a long time.
那她这位姐妹为什么不来教会？
So why did she stop coming?
因为那时候我还小。
For I was still young.
大概十二三岁而已的。
I was only about 10 to 13 years old.
所以我自己就听到这位老姐妹跟其他信徒的对话。
So I heard this elderly sister having conversation with another member.
不晓得是另外一位信徒呢，告诉他些什么话。
So I do not know whether some other member told her something.
所以这位老姐妹就说啊。
So this elderly sister said.
那这样我不来教会了。
She said, fine, I was not coming anymore.
那个人不晓得跟他讲什么话。
But I don't know what the other person told her.
他就说啊，那这样子我不来教会了。
Then she said, I will not come anymore.
结果从那年开始呢。
So from that day on.
他到离世以前呢，没有再回到教会。
She never came back to church even on the day of her departure.
那这是一个。例子而已啊。
So that is merely a history.
那事实上，我们还有这种很多这种例子。
That is merely an example. We have many more examples.
人际之间呢，处理的不好。
That we have bad interpersonal relationships.
他主要是告诉我们一些原则啊，不要让人跌倒。
The Lord Jesus has given us some principle as to not to stumble others.
因为得罪事情啊，总是难免的。
For it's inevitable to have conflict.
要怎么处理呢？
How do we deal with it?
那凭着爱心啊，趁只有一个。他一个和你在一处的时候，我们就告诉他。
You must be out of love and go and show him his fault while there's only two of you.
就刚开始要默默进行啊。
So you must do it quietly.
现在是还没进行这一步啊，就进行到第几步啊？到教会那是第三步。
So make sure that before you take the first step, don't jump to the third step.
第一步都还没进行，就进行到第三步。
So you have not even done the first step, but you jump to the third step.
第三步是哪一步呢？
So what is the third step?
第三步几个人知道啊？
So how many people know?
哈利路亚！哎，怎么没有说阿门？哈利路亚！阿门！第三步几个人知道呢？
So how many people know in the third step?
第三步不是唱歌的第三步了，说这个圣经里面第三步了。第三步几个人知道？
So how many people know in the third step?
因为已经到教会去了，对不对？
So it's already spread to the church.
第三步就大家都知道，对，我们都是教会嘛，是不是？
So the whole church knows now.
现在啊，就从第一步啊跳到第三步。
So we jump from the first to the third step.
就大家都知道了，受伤害，怎么大家都知道呢？
So now everybody have known, so the damage is done.
有的这个家庭里面的事情哦，有人到教会，每个人都知道，那个人就很不好意思，哇，这个怎么这样子啊？我都不好意思到教会去的。
So if the whole church knows of their whole their own family problem, they will be too embarrassed to go to church.
有时候 第一步还没做好，就要先到第三步，结果呢，就争吵。
So if you do that as a result, there will be quarrels.
有的在那个停车场啊，在大声小声。
And they, sometimes they will have disputes right in the parking lot.
那个明星组织的人就站在对街看，哎，你们这个教会怎么信徒在停车场这样吵架
？And for the unbelievers who might be standing on the other side of the street, might witness the quarrels.
所以我们要按照步骤来啊。
So we must go step by step.
啊，圣经说啊，这个保罗说、啊。凡事都要按着次序而行。
The Bible and Paul says that everything must be done in order.
所以要一步一步来。
So we must go step by step.
啊，所以我们大家请记住啊，第一步是什么
？So let us remember what the first step is.
第一步是只有他和您的时候，赶快沟通。
And the first step is only when you and you.
赶快劝告他。
You are alone.
啊，不听的话，在第二步嘛。
Then if he does not listen, then go to the second step.
那第二步是什么呢
？What is the second step?
啊，再多带一两个人去的。
Then bring one or more, two more people to go with you.
比如说带那个啊，他别要好的朋友，还是教会的负责人。
So, for example, you can bring a church board member or someone closer to him.
啊，也是在私底下哈，不要大肆渲染。
However, still do it secretly and don't spread it.
去告诉他。
And go tell that brother.
有时候那个他的好朋友啊，劝告他比较会听。
And sometimes he might listen to the encouragement of his brother.
啊，这个第一个人啊，是因为他知道他看到他做错什么事情。
For the first person, it's because he has seen what wrong he had done.
所以他不对他去告诉他。
So if he found fault to tell him.
他可能他不跟他不是很熟。
Perhaps he's not very, he does not know him well.
所以不听的话，再带一个跟他比较熟的人去。
So if he does not listen, then bring someone who knows him better.
那假设再不听的话。
Then if he still refuses to listen.
啊，就告诉教会。
Then tell the church.
啊，那个是已经很严重地步了。
And it might be to a very severe condition.
啊，正常的话，第一步就要听的。
And usually they will listen during the first step.
所以我们怎么处理人际关系
？So this is how we deal with our interpersonal relationships.
就是要先默默的来疏导，默默来进行。
And first is to carry on in secret.
那这样子的话，就能够得您的弟兄啊。
By that, you may win over your brother.
得弟兄啊，就是 win 啊，就是好像征战一样，你把他夺回来了。
So to win over is actually you have gained your brother back.
因为他得罪。
Because they
得罪人，得罪神呢、啊、
？They have sinned against men and God.
所以按照这个步骤来的话，就能够得人。
So if you follow the step, you'll be able to gain men.
所以得人呢、啊，不只是我们出去传福音的得人呢、啊。
So we not only gain men through preaching.
宣道牧羊都能够得人。
We can even gain men through pastoring or
这个就是牧羊啊。
And this is pastoring.
好，那我们再看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
Luke 加福音十七章的第一节。
Luke 17 verse 1.
第一。
Verse 1.
耶稣又对门徒说啊，绊倒人的事啊是免不了的，但那绊倒人的有祸了。第二。
Verse 2.
就是把磨石拴在这人的颈项上，丢在海里，还强如把这小子里的一个绊倒了。第三。
Verse 3.
你们要谨慎，若是你的弟兄得罪你，你就要劝诫他。他若懊悔，就饶恕他。第四，倘若他一天七次啊得罪你，又七次回转说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。这个大致上是跟马太福音一样的记载。
And this is a similar according to that of Matthew.
但是啊，所告诉我们的教训呢、啊、不大一样。
The teaching is a little bit different.
处理的方法不大一样。
The resolution is a little bit different.
因为主要是说绊倒人的事情是难免的。
For Jesus said these things are inevitable.
所以第三节说啊，我们要谨慎。
So verse 3 says we must be watchful.
就连耶稣啊，他也是很谨慎。
The Lord Jesus was watchful.
但若是你的弟兄得罪你
，If your brother sins against you，
就要劝诫他。
Then you must rebuke him.
哦，在一个人这里劝告哦。
So do it yourself.
啊，不要让大家都知道。
Don't let everyone know.
他若懊悔，就饶恕他。
If he repents, forgive him.
那懊悔啊，就再想一想啊。
So repenting is thinking.
所以有时候一个人，你告诉他，又要他很挣扎，有时候为了这个面子的问题啊。
So many times after you rebuke someone, they would feel a struggle.
他有时候不愿意承认呢、啊。
If they're unwilling to admit.
他承认的话，他也不愿意说错，说对不起、啊。
Even if they admit, they're unwilling to say I'm sorry.
他心里面知道自己是错，但是有时候啊，就不去承认了、啊。
Though they know that they're wrong, they're reluctant to admit it.
所以告诉他以后
So after you have told them,
就给他一些时间
Give them a period of time.
不要马上 断定他，不要马上审判他。
And don't judge them right on the spot.
这个懊悔意思说一些时间来思考，重新思考的意思。
So repentance means a period of time for them to reflect.
所以需要时间了哈。
So time is needed.
因此给他一些时间去思考。
So give them a period of time to reflect.
啊，经过一段时间思考以后，他听得懂道理啊，神也感动他。
So after a period of time of reflection, after the words of God have touched them.
啊，他说不好意思啊。
Then they'll feel embarrassed.
啊，真的很对不起啊。
I'm truly sorry.
好，那我们就要饶恕他。
So now we forgive them.
不要一直在提那个错误的事情。
And don't continue to bring up their mistake.
啊，饶恕啊，就是说宽恕。
And forgiveness means forgiving them.
啊，就是说 overlook， 就是不去看他。
It means to overlook their faults.
那不去看他，意思是说那个很不愉快的事情啊，很不好的事情，我是知道啊，我们是知道，但是呢，就刻意啊。刻意不去理他。
So overlook means though we know the faults are there, we intentionally overlook them.
因为理他的话，那个伤痕会越来越深呢。
If we place too much emphasis on them, then the damage will be greater. So we forgive them.
他若一天呢七次得罪你。
So if he sins against you seven times in a day,
要七次回转，
说我懊悔
了，总要饶恕他。
Comes back to you and say I repent.
所叫无止境的饶恕。
So it's a forgiveness without limit.
这样子就能够让弟兄不跌倒。
And that will allow our brothers not to stumble.
我们在处理人际之间关系的时候要很小心。
So we must be very careful in, when it comes to dealing with.
不要按照自己的方法来处理。
And do not follow our own will.
自己的方法没有办法处理的。
For it is impossible to solve it with our own ways.
就是到了末日要收割的时候，也不是由人来处理啊，是由天使来处理啊。
Even until the last day when it's harvest time, it is not men who are harvesting, rather it is the angels.
所以为什么我们早上所提的啊，要忍耐节食啊？那个听道理啊，听到心里以后呢，要忍耐节食。
That is why this morning we share that we must wait patiently and bear fruits.
我们要忍耐，按照神的步骤，按照神的方法。
You wait patiently for the will and the methods of God.
不要按我们自己的感觉。
And do not follow your own feelings.
按照我们自己的喜好来解决。
And follow according to your own hobbies.
一定要按照神的方法来解决。
Follow God's ways.
我们就不让弟兄跌倒。
And will not cause our brothers to stumble.
因为败子啊，就是让叫人跌倒的人。
For the weeds are those who cause others to stumble.
那保罗怎么样告诉我们啊，来避免这些？让你跌倒的事情呢？
And how did Paul encourage us to refrain from these matters?
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
十四章。
14.
罗马书十四章二十节。
Romans chapter 14 verse 20.
不可因食物毁坏神的工程。凡物固然洁净，但有人因食物叫人跌倒。就是他的罪的
21。
无论是吃肉，是喝酒，是什么别的事，叫弟兄跌倒，一概都不做才好。我们让弟兄跌倒啊，就是有罪的。
It is considered sin if we stumble our brothers.
那吃饭啊，吃肉或是喝酒是平常事情啊。
And eating meat or drinking is just an ordinary thing.
我们平常的生活起居有时候会让弟兄跌倒。
But sometimes our daily necessities may also cause others to fall.
啊，所以让弟兄跌倒事情一概不做才好。
So it is best to refrain from all matters that causes others to fall.
那当然，我现在布局很多例子。
And of course, I've given you many examples.
有时候我们分享的话，可以举一些例子啊，到底什么事情能够避免啊，不让人跌倒。
So it is good to share some examples as to what kind of things we should refrain from.
好，我们再来看。哥林多前书第八章。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多前书第八章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
只是你们要谨慎啊！你看圣经一直告诉我们要谨慎了。
So here it says, be careful.
恐怕你们这自由竟变成了那软弱人的绊脚石。第十。
Verse 10.
若有人见你这有知识的在偶像的庙里坐席，这人的良心啊，若是软弱，岂不放胆去吃那祭偶像之物吗？十一。因此，基督为他死的那软弱弟兄啊，他也就因你的知识沉沦了。十二。
Verse 12。
你这样得罪弟兄，伤了他们软弱的良心，就是得罪基督。十三。
13。
所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉，免得叫我弟兄跌倒了。我们信耶稣以后，当然主耶稣啊，就把我们释放，我们就变成自由人。
After we have believed in Jesus Christ, we are freed.
但是我们这个自由要善用我们的自由。
We must utilize well this freedom.
啊，比如说我们来聚会，当然你要几点来聚会都可以啊。
So of course, it's up to us to what time we want to come for service.
啊，比如说我今天讲的题目啊，稗子的比喻。
For example, I share with you a topic, the parable of the tares.
啊，不需要在座已经听过几次了。
I'm not sure how many of you have heard of this many times.
啊，听过五次以上请举手，稗子的比喻。
If you have heard of this more than five times, please raise your hand.
五次啊，对呀、啊，你看五次以上对。十次有没有？有没有十次以上？ 十次以上，稗子比喻十次以上。
If you have heard of it more than 10 times,
大概你们忘记了，可能不止过十次哦。
Perhaps you have already forgotten.
你看，我就信主五十几年了。
Some of you have been members for more than 50 years.
一定很多次了。
So it must be numerous times.
那为什么我们还来这里呢？
But why do you still come here?
你也可以不来，因为这个事情您早就知道了。
You have the freedom to not come, for you already know what we'll say here.
你也可以下次再听啊。
You can listen to it next time.
这个我可能我去年才听过啊。
Perhaps you just listened to this last year.
啊，但是呢，为了那些软弱的弟兄姐妹啊，你们就来这里啊。
But for the sake of the brothers and sisters who have weaker conscience, we come here.
而且还是坐在会堂里，不是坐在那个餐厅呢。
And we come to sit in the chapel and not in the dining room.
那很多弟兄姐妹看到你，哎，这个信主那么多，那么。多年了，他听到了，听很多，哎，人家他还来参加聚会了。
So when other brothers see that you who have believed in Christ for a long time still come here for service,
不但是来，而且还准时在参加聚会。
You not only come, you come on time.
不但是准时在参加聚会，还坐到最前面。
You not only come on time, instead you sit in the front rows.
啊，当然不需要坐最前面了，中间也可以的。
Of course, you don't have to sit in the front; you can sit in the middle.
我听长官，你看麦克风现在很方便了。
And now we have the microphones; so everything is very convenient.
我的意思是说能够准时来呀、
啊。So what I mean is we must come on time.
啊，那些软弱弟兄，哎，人家都去了，不好意思不来呀、啊。
So for the weaker ones, when they see this, they will feel embarrassed to come.
那假如是我们自认为说，哎呀，我听过了，可以不用去了。
However, if we say to ourselves that we have heard of this many times,
这些道理我都知道。
I know everything.
我要去遵行。
I know how to follow them.
对了，这个都不错。
And of course, all these are good.
知道你也去遵行。
I know and I follow them.
但是假如是软弱弟兄姐妹看你没来，哎。哎，没有人来呀、啊！这个我来要做什么
？But when the brothers, the weaker brothers and sisters see that no one comes, and they will feel no need to come.
那、我举两个例子。
I'll share with you two examples.
一个例子呢，有一次我在一间教会哈参加聚会。
So one time I was attending a service in a church.
我是最早到的。
I was the first one there.
那时候我还没读神学院呢。
So I was not yet enrolled in the theological school.
啊，后来我。去以前、啊、已经有个慕道者在那边等了一会儿。
So before I arrived, there was already a truth seeker waiting there for a period of time.
他们全家大概四个人、啊、在那边已经等了一阵子。
So there are about four of his family members already there waiting for a while.
那我到的时候已经是很准时的。
And when I arrived there, I was already quite on time.
啊，然后呢，信徒啊，这样慢吞吞的，一个一个来。
Then all the members gradually, slowly came one by one.
聚会已经半个小时了，还来不到一半的人。
Even 30 minutes into the service, not only half of the members haven't showed up.
那个慕道者啊，他以后再不来了。
So from that day on, the truth seekers never came again.
你们到底是真的？那真的为什么大家拖拖拉拉的不会渴慕这个道理呢
？So if you say you're the true church, how is it that everyone come so slowly.
很勉强来。
It seems that they're forced to come.
大家看见没有什么喜乐之心。
And when they come, they don't seem very joyful.
他都不来了。
So they stop coming.
第二个例子。
Second example.
啊，有一个慕道者，他刚参加我们聚会的时候。
So for a truth seeker, when he first started attending our services.
他穿得很整齐。
And he dressed very appropriately.
他穿西装结领带。
He always wears a suit and a tie.
啊，当然来参加聚会。
So he come to join our services.
哎，他来看，没有人穿西装啊，叠领带啊。
After he came, notice that
就我一个。
He was the only one wearing suits.
他不好意思啊。
So he felt embarrassed.
啊，所以他第二次就不结领带，只穿西装。
So the second time he did not wear a tie.
啊，第二次来，哎，没有人穿西装，哇，这个我已经降低标准，怎么还没有人穿西装
？So the second time, still no one was wearing a suit. So he felt bad.
第二次来，他来，哎，不穿西装了。
So the third time he stopped wearing a suit.
但是他还是穿得很整齐啊，穿衬衫这样子啊，穿那个西装裤啊。
And he still wore a shirt collar.
第三次来。
third time.
看，哇，不好意思啊，因为大家都穿得很随便。
So he felt very embarrassed because
everyone was dressed. 穿得像他这样整齐啊，什么西装裤又什么，上面就穿得很整齐。
Everyone was dressing rather casually.
啊，他下次来啊，就越来越随便了。
So the next time he came, he started dressing even more casual.
到后来夏天的时候。
Until the summertime.
啊，穿那个短的哈，不是那个好像学生。这个什么睡觉以前穿的那种裤叫什么？就是也是一般的，不是，也是那种裤子嘛，啊，好像运动啊，在打篮球那种，篮球选手他穿的那种裤子。
So during summertime, you start wearing basketball shorts.
你看，所以啊，我们要为了这些软弱弟兄姐妹，我们要坚强一点呐。
So we indeed have to, be more strong, be stronger for the weaker brothers sisters.
要忍耐。
Must persevere.
我看我以前在费城的时候
Before when I was still in Philadelphia church
我们弟兄、啊、都有个共识、啊、说弟兄要节领带安息日、啊、安息日要节领带
So all the brothers we had this、same attitude that on Sabbath we must wear suit and tie
哇夏天节领带很辛苦啊又热
So we know during the summertime it's very、hot
那时候、啊、我大概比较什么肥还是不是说肥还是说是肥不太好听了，就是比较胖了啊，比较胖。
So back then I was.
所以脖子比较大。
Well off my.
哦，又很紧啊，哇。
So my tie was a little bit tight.
啊，为什么呢？还是要忍耐啊，忍耐节食嘛，对不对
？So even then I still had to wait patiently and bear fruits.
那我们都很高兴去做啊。
So all of us were very willing.
为什么呢？为了那些软弱的弟兄。
Why is it? It was for the sake of the weaker ones.
所以很多人呢，无形当中哈、啊，就像慢慢对教会疏远了、
啊。So you know, intentionally, many will draw away from the church.
因为为了个人的方便。
It's for their own personal inconvenience.
为了个人的利益、啊。
For their own personal gains.
啊，让你跌倒，让你慢慢的疏远，对教会疏远。
It will unconsciously, intentionally cause others to draw farther away from church.
所以我们不要叫弟兄跌倒。
So let's not cause any of our brothers to fall.
那要。另外一个原则，我们来看《哥林多前书》。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第四章。
Verse chapter 4.
第四章第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
到第五节。
To verse 5.
第三。
Verse 3.
我被你们论断了，或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。第四。
4.
我虽不觉自己有错。却也不能因此得以称赞啊，得以称义。但判断我的乃是主。第五，
Five.
所以时候未到啊，什么都不要论断，只等到主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念。那个时候呢，个人要从神那里得着称赞。这告诉我们呢，不要论断。
Here says, do not judge.
你有没有发现论断你会跌倒人呢、啊？让人跌倒。
So,Do you notice that judging people will also cause others to fall?
时候未到，什么事情都不要论断。
The time has not yet come, so judge not.
因为我们不是神啊。
For we are not God.
我们除非我们能够看清楚他内心在想什么。
Thus we can truly see what others are thinking.
看清楚他真正的动机是什么。
To see clearly what their motives are.
可是我们看不清楚啊。
But we cannot see them.
他心里面所想的、所存的意念是不是跟我们所看的一样？
But we cannot see whether their motives are the same as what we think.
往往是不一样啊。
Of course, often it's different.
有时候，有的人呢比较正直啊，比较心直。
And sometimes there are people who are more upright.
哦，对迟到的人哈、哦，一直骂说你怎么迟到。
They will rebuke those who are usually tardy.
啊，那个人啊。也是很有耐心啊，就等他骂完，一直就慢慢听啊，等他骂完。
But the person who is tardy also has great patience to wait until that person finish his.
然后，那个人就告诉骂的人说。
So this person will tell the one who is ridiculing him.
啊，对不起哦，今天哦提早二十分钟出门呐、啊。
And he says sorry, I actually left 20 minutes earlier.
在这路上啊，刚刚碰上车祸。
But I caught up with an accident.
啊、警察来要调查了老半天呢、啊。
And police came and took a long time.
我心里很急啊，知道聚会时间已经到了。
And I knew, the service time has already come.
啊、警察慢吞吞才来呀、啊。
But the police came.
要调查那个拖车，要把我们车子、啊、拖到旁边去。
And the tow truck also took a long time.
慢了一阵子，原来哎， 原来你骂的没有道理呀、啊。
So after this, someone chastised this person for a long time, then he found himself rather unreasonable.
有个将军呢、啊。
There is this commander.
他去巡查那个营房。
And he went to visit all the dorms.
那时候，这个军装正在宣导说，我们要绑安全带。
So right then, the captain says, "You must put on your seatbelts."
他问这些军人的阿兵哥说：“你们有没有绑安全带
？”So he asked the soldiers, "Did you put on your seatbelt?"
有绑的举手。
Raise your hand if you did.
没有一个人举手。
And none of them raised their hands.
哇，他就大骂。
So he started yelling at them.
骂完了以后说：“你们到底从哪里来的
？”So after he stopped yelling, he asked, "Where did you all come from?"
啊，有一个阿兵哥回答。
So one raised his hand and answered.
说：“报告长官。”我们住在隔壁而已
so we live next door.
不需要开车、啊、
so we don't need to drive.
所以他骂错了
so he was wrong.
因此我们不要论断、啊、不要随便论断
so let us not judge easily.
我们看到执灯主来、啊、他要照出暗中的隐情
here says we must wait until the Lord comes and he will bring light into what is hidden.
因为我们不是神、啊、我们看不清楚他内心的装他内心在想什么
we cannot see clearly what is in their hearts.
还是他发生什么事情我们也不知道
what had happened to them.
所以不要论断
so do not judge.
论断真的会绊倒人会让人跌倒
and judgment can truly stumble someone.
还有圣经说、啊、那个作恶的、啊、那些败者是说、啊、让人跌倒的还有作恶的
so the Bible also says the tares represent those who do evil.
不遵行天父旨意的人、啊、耶稣说你们这些恶人离开我去吧
and to those who do not follow the will of the Father Lord Jesus said depart from me.
所以有时候我们经常这个傻拜子的都指着别人、啊、外教会啊是谁啊其实有时候是指我们自己、啊、
No, sometimes when it comes to tears we're pointing our fingers at other church members or even others around us
凡是不遵循天父旨意的人、啊、也就是说你这是恶人
And anyone of those who do not follow the will of God Jesus said you're evil doer
因此今天早上讲过啊主的比喻啊也有审判性啊
So this morning we have shared how the parables of the Lord includes judgment
有耳的就应当听啊
Whoever has ear must hear.
你们要小心要谨慎怎样听、啊、要小心的听
Be careful, be watchful to how you hear.
就是让我们做一个警戒
And all those serve as warnings for us.
所以我们是不是那个败子
Are we the tares?
我们不要成为败子
Let us not become the tares.
我们要成为那个麦子
We must become the wheat.
那个好的种子
And the good seeds.
在我们内心、啊、发芽
So it can sprout in our hearts.
将来呢被收到仓里享受永生
We may be put into the barn to enjoy eternal life.
啊，梦到休息。
Prayer silence.